American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It seems like such a great thing. Why would you be opposed to protecting species? Well, we're not.
That's Ethan Lane, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands. He's a fifth generation Arizonan with 18 years experience in natural resources and land use issues. And he knows you should never question the fact that the cattle industry is all for protecting endangered species.
Absolutely. You know, the Endangered Species Act is one of those things that for people that don't get impacted by it on a regular basis, that perhaps aren't in agriculture, it seems like such a great thing. Why would you be opposed to protecting species? Well, we're not. But the way that act has been used as a weapon against ranchers around the West and now increasingly into the Midwest and the East, we just feel like it's time to make sure that it's working the way the American people think that it does already.
Lane said the true conservationists looking after the land and other species are the ranchers and farmers.
I mean, I'm sure you're the same as I am, having grown up around this industry. The conservationists that I've known my whole life are ranchers. They're farmers. They're people that live on the land and work on the land. And you know as well as I do that when you're on somebody's place, they know every bit of wildlife. They know when the deer come to the tree line. They know when the birds come into a certain water hole. They know every bit of it and they love it. It's why they do what they do. Being on the land and being out there and in touch with nature like that is the reason that you do that instead of doing what I do, working on Capitol Hill or you know, anywhere else. And so, you know, getting that message across and helping people, not just people in the environmental community that sort of, you know, a lot of whom sort of focus their attention on us, but just the general public to understand that we are a part of the solution to these problems and to chain us up and to prevent us from putting conservation on the ground in the way our industry can, really only our industry can in some instances, is doing a disservice to the species. It's doing a disservice to what they're really trying to accomplish.
But what do some environmental communities do? Just file lawsuits against the cattle industry.
It's sure a great business model if you are running an activist environmental organization. It turns out that is the pathway to success and riches, because, you know, there's a long list of these groups that are just feeding. They're high on the hog on these lawsuits. I saw a balance sheet for an environmental organization the other day that attributed 36% of their budget last year to judgments from federal government awards. Now, let that sink in for a minute. A third of their budget is coming from lobbying lawsuits to the government and getting paid off on the settlements.
That's Ethan Lane with the Public Lands Council. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.